Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Good Grief, Unloving Pets, Here and Hereafter by E.B. Bartels. Read by Eileen Stevens. For Richie, who gets it. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, but it sure makes the rest of you lonely. Charles M. Schulz. A note before we begin. For additional sources to refer to regarding pet death and grief, be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/goodgrief. Introduction. The grave I was looking for was in a quiet back corner of the cemetery, surrounded by trees. I was grateful for the shade. It was August in Westchester County, and the place was hot. Asphalt pathways crisscrossed rows of blinding granite headstones. My black dress clung to the sweat on my back. I'd spent the afternoon walking up and down the paths of this 4-acre cemetery. Bright spots of metallic pinwheels, mylar balloons, and neon stuffed animals decorated the headstones. Flowers wilted in the summer sun. Under the trees, weaving through the graves, I found the marker, pink granite, engraved with hearts. Clarence, it read. My eternal friend and guardian angel, you'll always be a part of me forever. And underneath, obscured by flowers, love, M. I had read about Clarence. I knew he was a loyal friend, kind, affectionate, sweet. Even though he ran with a famous crowd, he didn't seem to care about money or celebrity or power. He valued the simple things in life. I studied the dates under Clarence's name, 1979 to 1997. Clarence was 18 when he died, by most cemetery standards, painfully young. But in this cemetery in Hartsdale, New York, 18 is a good long life. I was looking at the grave of Mariah Carey's cat. This was not my first celebrity pet memorial. I've sat at the grave of Donald Stewart, Royal Nelson, and Laddie Miller, Lizzie Borden's Boston Terriers, their headstone engraved with the phrase, sleeping a while. I visited Pet Memorial Park in Calabasas, California, where Hopalong Cassidy's horse, Rudolph Valentino's and Humphrey Bogart's dogs, Charlie Chaplin's cat, and one of the MGM lions are buried. I traveled to the outskirts of Paris to see Rin Tin Tin's grave in the Cimetière des Chiens et autres Animaux Domestiques. I've said a prayer standing over the final resting place of America's hero racehorse Secretariat in Lexington, Kentucky. But every time, what impressed me more than the celebrity pet graves was all the headstones that surrounded them. Celebrities are not alone in burying their dead pets. To the left and right of Clarence's pink granite tombstone were hundreds of graves for other animals belonging to regular people. These memorials were no more or less lavish than the headstone Mariah had engraved for Clarence. If I hadn't known about the telltale Love M on Clarence's stone, I wouldn't have been able to distinguish his grave from any of the others. Celebrities, I thought, studying the two hearts flanking Clarence's name. They're just like us. By the time I visited Hartsdale, I'd already had a long personal history with pet cemeteries. In fact, I went to high school next to one. My school was of the New England prep variety, with facilities better than those at many colleges, on a gorgeous green campus in Dedham, a suburb southwest of Boston. This was the sort of school that carefully curated its image, boasting of athletic alumni competing in the Olympics, generations of legacy students, high SAT scores, and extremely competitive Ivy League acceptance rates. Less present in its marketing materials, that the school is located next to several thousand dead animals, buried in the Animal Rescue League of Boston's Pine Ridge Pet Cemetery. Pine Ridge was the first official pet cemetery I knew of, but there are more than 700.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?